A Legionary's Home: Family Life on the Roman Frontier. The life of a Roman legionary conjures images of disciplined marches, fierce battles, and the vast expansion of an empire. But beneath the gleaming armor and the rigid military structure lay a complex human reality, especially for those who dared to build a life and raise a family while serving the eagle. Recruitment for the Roman army was a lifelong commitment, typically spanning 20 to 25 years. This extended service meant that soldiers often spent more time away from their hometowns than they did within them. For many, especially in the early days of the Republic and early Empire, marriage was officially discouraged or even forbidden for serving soldiers. The logic was clear. A soldier with a family might be tempted to prioritize personal safety over duty, or their family's needs could become a logistical burden. However, human nature, as always, found a way. As the empire stabilized and its frontiers became more permanent, the strictures against soldiers marrying began to loosen. By the 2nd century AD, it was not uncommon for legionaries to have wives and children accompanying them, or at least residing near the military forts and castra along the empire's vast borders. These families, often living in vicus civilian settlements that sprang up around the military bases, became an integral part of frontier life. The practicalities were immense. Housing was often basic, with soldiers' families making do with cramped quarters or simple dwellings constructed from local materials. Supplies could be inconsistent, and the constant threat of raids or unrest on the frontiers meant that life was rarely peaceful. Women and children living near military outposts often faced the same dangers as the soldiers themselves. They were far from the relative security of Roman cities and were reliant on the military presence for protection. Yet these frontier communities fostered a unique sense of belonging. Soldiers, removed from their original homes for decades, found new families and support networks in these dispersed settlements. The wives of legionaries played a crucial role, managing households, raising children, and often engaging in small businesses to supplement their husbands' meager pay. Children born on the frontier grew up in a cosmopolitan environment, exposed to various cultures and languages due to the diverse origins of the soldiers stationed there. Evidence for these families comes from various archaeological finds. Inscriptions on tombstones, often erected by loving spouses or children, speak of devotion and loss. Personal artifacts found in the ruins of Vissae include children's toys, domestic pottery, and jewelry, painting a picture of everyday life. Military diplomas, official documents granting veterans discharge and citizenship rights, sometimes mention the soldier's wife and children, providing invaluable genealogical information. Consider the life of a legionary stationed in Britannia or Germania. Far from the Mediterranean sun and the bustling cities of Italy, these men were at the edge of the known world. Their families lived in a climate that was often harsh, amidst populations that were not always fully Romanized. Yet, these were the outposts where the empire was actively built and defended. The presence of families provided a degree of stability and permanence, encouraging soldiers to invest in their surroundings and fostering a stronger sense of loyalty to the frontier garrisons. The challenges were undeniable. Disease was a constant threat, and access to medical care for civilians was limited. The stigma attached to the